Right, good morning. I have the dubious pleasure, as Philip said, of running you through the finances. So I'll try to skip through it reasonably quickly so your eyes don't glaze over too fast. But if at any time you've got any questions or want to know something, just sing out, raise your hand or something, and we'll try and answer any questions you've got. Okay. So, we've got three entities here at the as part of Chapel Hill. We've got the Chapel Hill Community Church, which is the bit that runs the services and the ministries and whatnot. We've got the Property Trust, which owns the building and the facilities. And we've also got the Kindergarten Trust, which runs the kindergarten over there. But this little presentation that I've done just includes what happens in the church and what happens with the property trust, because it's kind of a lot more intermingled than the rest of those things. So we've specifically excluded mainly music, playgroup and the kindergarten trust, mainly because they're expected to run sort of independently and do their own little thing. So final comment there, we'll have the financial statements uploaded to the charities register before too long, so if you want to read the actual details and get into the nitty-gritty, then that's the place to go. Okie dokie. So, key figures. How do we do? So, simple terms, income $192,000, expenses $177,000, and some simple maths will tell you we had a surplus of $15,000. So that's a good thing. A little bit of money left in the bank account at the end of the year. All right, as far as the assets and liabilities, I've actually boiled it down, particularly on the graph side, to exclude the land, buildings and church equipment because that's a little bit one-sided. You can see there, there's $2.9 million for the value of basically all the assets of the church and the bits which we use to run the church on a day-to-day basis, the bank accounts, a few debtors, well offset any creditors that we have. So we're in a good place as far as a secure financial position. And as you'll see, we've got a good facility to use. Okay, how does our income come in? So $192,000 was coincidentally basically the same as last year, or the 2019 year, I should say, now that we're a year ahead. One thing to note, obviously, COVID hit us last year, and we were lucky enough to be eligible for the government's wage subsidy, which was a reasonable chunk of money. So you'll see in that pie graph there, that blue section up the top, that was about $33,000, I think. So that did a great job of bolstering our finances for the year. Outside of that stuff, obviously most of our money comes in through donations and a fair chunk also through rent from outside parties, some of that being from the kindergarten, and a little bit more through grants, which are mainly for 24/7 and their operation. So some key points I'd like to highlight there, just down the bottom. We've got a bit of a problem with our donations at the moment. That dropped off 10% last year, so that was a bit of a hit. And obviously there's lots of reasons for that. And again, significant decrease in grants, and I'll cover that a little bit more detail later. All right, so on the expense side, how do we spend our money? Our expenses were down $9,000 from the year before, so that was good, I guess. There was a little bit of saving from electricity and things like that just as part of COVID. But yeah, well, I think we did a reasonable job as far as, you know, keeping things tight. All right, so the ministry side, how do we spend our money? So we spent approximately $26,000 on ministry things during the 2020 year. A significant portion of that goes to 24/7, and running that operation, and obviously a little bit to overseas and New Zealand missionaries as well. So I think we do pretty well as far as our support goes for other people and making sure that we're not just focusing internally. Okay, 24/7 youth funding. So obviously this is a relatively big deal for the church. Unfortunately, we didn't get much grant income, as I mentioned earlier. And that was a bit of a reflection of the fact that over COVID, there was a lot less opportunity. A lot of the usual funders were passing out less money. And so that's kind of flowed through to us as well. In the 2020 year, we also brought Alina on board, so that bumps up our expenses, which meant that overall we unfortunately had to cover the 24/7 operation by about 14,000 as far as the sort of church supporting that ministry. But saying that, 24/7 does help support the church in other areas as far as covering costs. Okay, so this is something we haven't done in the past, but I thought I'd just break it down a little bit more for you just to add something a bit extra. Thinking sort of a little bit differently about it, if we sort of break down each, you know, the income side and the expense side by each person, you know, what would that look like? So after a bit of maths, we got these numbers for you. So basically, if we have, for every person at church, we've got annual expenses of $1,925. So you can see that figure in bold up there. We receive about $652 from outside sources. So that means our donations for each of us need to be about $1,273 each for each year. So to pump that down into weekly terms, we've got $37 a week for each of us that turn up, and we need to donate about $24 a week each to cover those, to cover our running costs, basically. So a little bit of insight about how much it costs each of us to actually turn up and keep things running here, keep the lights on. A little bit of perspective. So this is kind of the last thing I wanted to touch on. It's just something to think about. I think we do a good job of carefully monitoring our money in and our money out, but there is kind of a bit of a hole in our finances with the maintenance of our building, and it's an unfortunate thing that we have to kind of constantly defer maintenance which needs to be done, which possibly should be done. We come up with fixes which might be temporary, but you know, it's not a long-term solution. So, and we have to do that basically because we don't have enough money, and it's, you know, we understand there's many, many reasons why people can't or don't or otherwise don't give us donations, but that's okay. So all I really wanted to say is, you know, if you love this place, you might remember what Jesus said in Matthew, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if you love this place and you want to see it thrive, perhaps think about making a little bit more of a contribution. And you know, it doesn't have to be big. Every little bit counts. And it makes just operating this place a little bit easier. So, that's kind of all I wanted to say this morning. Did anyone have any particular questions about what I've covered? No? Eyes glazed over already? That's okay. Yeah. Yep, sure, that's a good question. Okay, so the property trust is responsible for basically maintaining the building and facilities. One thing we've kind of targeted, and I might be speaking out of turn here because it's yet to be determined, you know, as to what we're focusing on, but you know, we can see things like the carpet. You might have been out in the garden room, you know, seen the tears and whatnot, even the stains in the carpet and here, that sort of thing, just replacing that or updating it. Also, the chairs is another common one, just making sure that, you know, they're all nicely upholstered, that sort of thing. So obviously those are the bigger items. We've also got the car park down the back, which could be sealed, just things like that. There's all, you know, a whole bunch of different things. I'm sure just by walking around the building you can probably spot a whole bunch if you take the time. Anyone else? Yes. Adults and children. Yep. Okay, sorry, the question was, are those broken down figures based on adults or adults and children? And the answer is adults and children. Any further questions, or we can wrap it up? No? We're all good. Okay. Oh, yes, Steve. Okay, just I guess to reiterate what Steve said, so we're just looking at getting carpet quotes at the moment, and we've had a generous offer from someone to help us cover some of that cost, so we're in the process of doing that. Of course, at any time if you see a problem with the building or anything and would like to make sure it's being dealt with, please feel free to see one of the property trust members, which, just so you know, I guess Steve is the chairman. I'm also involved. We've got Graham Rutherford, Shirley Miller, and, Mark Budenberg. I think that's everyone. Donna, sorry, as well. We're just trying to bring on. Good? Okay. Yes, Rick. Yes, off the top of my head, Mark might be able to help this. So Rick's just asked which missionaries receive that support. So I believe we've got the Tates, Marie Scully, Coyles, in Auckland, John and Wendy, yes, and McConnell's. I think we covered that, didn't we? Yeah, I can give you a full breakdown afterwards if you like. Yep. Okay. All right, I think we're done at that point, so thank you very much.